You're listening to SBS News.
On a small studio set in a warehouse in the North Melbourne suburb of Coburg, community leaders have banded together with a united message. That's Mabior facing the camera to say, I'm getting vaccinated against COVID-19 to protect myself and my loved ones. He's one of a handful of community leaders who have been recruited to take part in a campaign called Say Goodbye to COVID, Get Vaccinated. It will see content produced in 20 different languages. He hopes to boost the vaccination drive among Sudanese Australians by providing health information in Dinka.
As a Dinka guy, like, you know, grew up speaking Dinka and I read it and I write it. Not a lot of people out there, you know, who can read the language. So, yeah, I just told them, like, I'll be ready to do just to pass on the COVID informations, you know, to the community.
It's a joint initiative by the Northwestern Melbourne Primary Health Network and the Centre for Ethnicity to ensure people can access reliable information in their mother tongue. They hope to boost vaccine uptake among Australia's migrant communities. Dr. David Isaac from the North Richmond Community Health Centre says while vaccine hesitancy is an issue nationwide, in migrant communities it can be fuelled by lack of health literacy.
I mean, literacy in English or a language is understanding the language, and in this case it's understanding the health messages and how to interpret them and how to evaluate risk, the pros and cons of the vaccine.
He says that could see some migrants rely on information from their home countries where the pandemic situation is quite different than it is in Australia.
It's really just a message of anxiety and fear that's really clouds their perceptions, and whether they're listening to what the chief medical officer says or what a politician or the prime minister says, I'm not so sure.
It's something Nanan Yu knows all too well. She's another participant in the Goodbye COVID campaign series and says she wanted to be involved to help make up for the lack of clear messaging in migrant communities.
There is a lot of miscommunication between households and, you know, between the older generation as well. My parents hear it from their friends, it's a different story, and they're from another friend, and then they get confused, and so, yeah, and they need some sort of main, you know, proper messages.
While vaccination centres have been set up across the country to address Australia's sluggish rollout, there are also concerns the English-only option of online booking systems could provide further barriers to those who don't speak English as a first language. Dr. Isaac says people who fall into this category should seek GPs who speak their same language. And he says health centres that service migrant communities should seek translating services where possible.
Where people are trying to navigate the health system just in English sometimes is that's just a bridge too far. It's a bit of a barrier for them, or it could be.
It's an issue the Say Goodbye to COVID Get Vaccinated campaign hopes to rectify when the videos are released this month. Hershaila Kumarawansa, SBS News.